But I have two guests here from University of Alaska. I have Bob Love and Michelle Wheeler. They're both student success folks. Bob, student success facilitator. Michelle, student success manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
Back to school. It came so quickly.
Yeah, it's upon us. Actually, I know all the Sitka School District teachers are back today for in-service, but we have faculty on board, and convocation is over in Juneau starting today, and actual instruction for first day of students will be a week from tomorrow, so that's the 30th of August.
Is it too late to get into the swing of things, register, Michelle?
Not at all. We're still registering students up until the first day of classes and even the first day of beyond with that. And we still have plenty of openings in our classes and certain things with that. So one thing we're really kind of pushing right now is our Northwest Coast Art Initiative. So we have tons of courses out there that we've been trying to build, and we're going to be working on building the next year that really focuses on the Northwest art. So we have some of those out there for this year, for the fall. Then we also have our usual beginning drawing, ceramics. If you're interested in history or world art, we have those courses out there. So, and then we also have, you know, a lot of different things from usually like looking for, you know, traditional college classes to more vocational things. We still have openings in our welding courses right now. If you're interested in becoming a pilot, we have a private pilot ground school this year we're offering here at
US Sitka. That's fantastic. So there really is whether someone wants to be a degree-seeking student or someone locally who just wants a class to just sort of, as a recreation, enhance their life, they can take one or two classes after work.
Yep, we also offer different PE courses. One thing we're going to be doing this year is on Saturdays we're having an outdoor recreation course. So basically every Saturday, rain or shine, and it's for all age levels and all different, you know, fitness levels and everything else. We're just going to go out there and do something on a Saturday. It's from kayaking, hiking, things like that. So we're really starting to push that out there. That's outdoor recreation with that. And then also, you know, we just also have courses out there just for personal interest through our continuing education department. We're going to have the Mushrooms of Southeast Alaska coming up. We've got our usual dog obedience and dog puppy kindergarten going on. And they also do lots of the marine hydraulics with that, too. So we have a wide variety. So if you're interested in anything, you can just give us a call, and we'll get you pointed in the right direction. Or if you're just interested in doing some schooling and transferring off to another school, we'll help you out with that. So we still have general eds, intro to psychology. We have history, English, mathematics out there. We have an intro to government course that we're offering on campus, too. These all still have openings right now. So
many choices for so many different people. And Bob, I want you to expand what Michelle said, something about all ages. What sort of age groups can take college courses?
Well, we have a dual enrollment agreement with the high schools. So both Edgecombe and Sitka School District participate. But our average age, believe it or not, for our demographics at UAS is about 36 is the average. So we get a lot of people, even though they're younger, they're out of school, or maybe they're working and they want to come back. They have their families. They've been reestablished. Now they want to go back to school and get their degrees and kind of upgrade, if you will. So we get a lot of that. So we encourage people to never stop learning, of course, and we feel we have a lot to offer. Probably 80 to 85% of our students are distance, but we still have local classes, so we encourage people to come over and check us out.
We have all different options for different lifestyles and all that. So between, as Bob mentioned, online, and then we have the seated courses, so people can work at their own time on their different programs with that. And then we also even have online programs here. We have the health information management, which is a two-year program. If you need to take a little bit longer because you're working full-time, we completely understand that. And then we also have an online fisheries tech. So there's lots of different options for you, no matter where you are.
Lots of different ways of approaching education. One thing that is consistent with education is money. It costs money to go to school. How do people get started? Some people think it's too expensive. I'm already working full time. Do you have scholarships available?
Yes, we do. Also, most people come in and they fill out the FAFSA form to find out what their designated need is. And so our advisors will help with that. and our connection with Juno, too, they'll help to see what types of programs are available. Locally, we have scholarships, and currently we're in the process here of just doing a new raffle, and that's going to be happening starting actually Monday. We opened it up on the 20th and until, I believe, September 15th, and it's $10 per raffle ticket, good for two Alaska Airline vouchers. Everybody likes to get off the rock. And with that, all the money and proceeds will go to the Sitka local students.
So, yeah, as Bob mentioned, we're really pushing for Sitka students and people here to go through UAS and start expanding their horizons with that. So, again, as we talked about, we have all the different options. So this scholarship is going to really benefit people who are here in Sitka.
That's fantastic. So your $10 goes directly into another Sitkin's education.
That's correct.
Yep. And if you're interested in buying raffle tickets, you can always call over to the school. Or on Saturday and Sundays, up until about September 15th, what's going to happen is we're going to have, between 1 and 4, we're going to have a table at C-Mart. So you can swing by, get your raffle tickets, and buy some groceries, too, at the same time.
How convenient. And when is the drawing going to be held?
It's going to be held on September 21st.
So it's almost instant gratification.
Yeah. It almost is with that. And what we're doing is we're tying the raffle into, on September 21st, we're going to be having an open house over at the campus. So what we've, if you've been over lately to the UA Sitka campus, you've probably seen we've been in the middle of renovations upstairs. So we've been working on building a new student success center, and we're also going out there and redoing a lot of our vocational labs. We're going to have a renewable energy lab. We've redone the construction lab. And we're also building an auditorium, which is going to seat about 200 people out there. So what we're going to do is on September 21st is we're hoping think the construction should be done by then. If not, it's going to be pretty close to show off everything we've done. And then we're also going to be focusing on student art that day, too. So it's between 4 and 6 out at the campus. We're going to have cake and a
punch and dedication. Cake punch. That kind of thing.
With that, and then kind of just showcase with UA Sitka.
That is a lot to do. I mean, I say this because, you know, the beginning of school is already a lot on your plate, trying to find your classes, getting back into the mode of school. You're finishing up a remodel. You're having open houses. And was the summer relaxing? You were living in the middle of this construction zone.
You know, it's all worth it. It's all worth it because, you know, everyone, when you go over to UA Sitka, you're going to see everyone who's very dedicated to helping students, helping the community and all that. So you can live with kind of that different stuff because, you know what, we're going to be able to serve the Sitka community even more better for whatever we, you know, whatever we need to help them out with.
That's terrific. And Bob, how is enrollment for this fall?
I'd say our enrollment's doing quite well. All our GERs are up. A lot of our prereq courses that are the sciences, the anatomy and phys and biology, microbiology, all those are going well. Health information management is continuing to grow, and that's an ongoing program with electronic records and all that. But I'd say our enrollment's good, but we can always do better. And we have local classes, so we encourage people that if you're thinking about going to school, don't think about it. Come over to the campus. Or you can call us locally at the 747-7700 number. Or if you're outside of Sitka Zone, 1-800-478-6653. Or you can always go to our website, and that's the www.uas.alaska.edu/Sitka.
That's easy enough to remember. And a lot of the courses and phone numbers to contact you is on our community calendar online at kcaw.org. I see lots of posters around town, so or you could just drive across the bridge.
That's it. That's easier.
It's easier to see someone in person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Typically, if folks are taking classes in town, not the online classes, what is a reasonable course load for someone who's working full-time?
We usually recommend about 2 courses with that, and especially at the beginning, because, you know, sometimes, you know, it's hard when you're trying to balance everything. Mm-hmm. So we usually start students off, you know, kind of light. And then once they get the feeling of going back to school and everything else, then we can talk about usually, you know, adding on to it and seeing their comfort level and then just kind of getting them back in the swing of things with that. So I always tell students when they come in or working full time, you know, don't feel like you have to get everything done. We're going to work with you to get you through no matter what. And, you know, it's not, you know, we're, most people don't get through in 4 years. So as long as you're working towards a goal, working with one of our student success advisors, we're going to help you reach that goal.
That's terrific. And it sounds, let's go through really quickly the important dates that are coming up.
All right. Basically, school starts August 30th with this. So next Thursday, classes begin for us.
Okay, and then we also have our open house on September 21st. That's important, and we'll have our raffle drawing at that time, too. So for now, people can start coming to CMART from 1 to 4 on Saturdays and Sundays or letting us know at the campus if they'd like to buy a raffle ticket for students at Sitka campus.
So there's a little bit of everything. School's back in session. Take some Northwest Coast art classes, mm-hmm. eat some cake, possibly win a raffle. All the sensory needs are met. I'd like to thank my special guests, Bob Love and Michelle Wheeler, talking about what's happening at UAS. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.